and amen. But God put that song in my spirit, and if I was a singer, I would still be singing it. But every morning and every night, God wanted me to remind myself that He truly is my helper, that all my help comes from Him, that when people disappoint me, God is saying, I'm your helper, I'm your keeper, amen. So we all have to be just so focused on that. No matter what it looks like, all your help comes from the Lord, amen. All your help. Let us pray. And yes, my mic does sound a little different for me today, but in the name of Jesus Christ, God has given the word for the church. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, maker and creator of heaven and earth, we bow before you this Sunday morning to say thank you, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for the breath of life. God, thank you just for our journey, Lord God, because you've always been with us. God, thank you for forgiving us, Lord God, when we fall short of your glory, God. God, yet you love us still. So, God, we say thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God, we come this morning with some concerns and some issues, God, but we know you're the God who is able, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So we've gathered here to just worship you and thank you in advance for our deliverance, Lord God. Now, Father, if there be anything in me that's not like you, I ask in the name of Jesus that you take it away. And God, whatever you give me to speak this day, I will stand here boldly and declare it. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Continue to have your way in this place. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. God, have your way. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Our message this morning, we're going back. This is Communion Sunday. We're going to talk about Jesus this Communion Sunday. Amen. We're going to the Gospel according to John chapter 5. The Gospel according to John chapter 5. A familiar passage of scripture for many. But let's see exactly what God is going to do with it. Amen? Amen. So when you have found the fifth chapter of the Gospel of St. John, please stand all over this sanctuary. We're going to start with verse number 1. I will be reading the NIV Bible, but whatever version of the Bible that you have, please follow along. Chapter 5, St. John, starting with verse number 1. Thank you. And it reads this way. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to be made well, or do you want to get well?" Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, when I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once the man was cured and he picked up his mat and walked. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. This morning we're going to focus on what Jesus said to this man. He told him to get up, pick up your mat and walk. So God is saying to our church this morning, it is time to get up and walk. Someone needs to hear that this morning. You've been down just a little too long. And God is saying to you this morning and to our church, it is time to get up and walk. If you open your spiritual ears, I just believe God has a word for you. Sometimes we just go to the place where I've heard messages about this invalid before. Yeah, I know he couldn't walk for 38 years. I've heard all that. But God can take the familiar and do something powerful for you if you would open up your hearts and your ears to hear what thus says the Lord. See, church, I have been watching and I've been praying to God about the current events in our country. I have watched the effects and the impact of the floods in Texas and that region. I have listened to the mixed and confusing messages coming out of the White House on a regular. I have observed and heard about the new deliberate approaches to racism and injustice and the continuous violence that hurt my heart in our inner cities. As I rolled through the city of Baltimore last Thursday, I observed a spirit of hopelessness and helplessness in the face of too many people standing on the corner. So I began to dialogue with God. Could I ask, what can I say to believers who are observing these similar situations? Or who may even be experiencing that spirit of helplessness and hopelessness and doubt and fear of the future. God, what should I say? And he simply referred me to his word. He said, take them to the word. See, the answer, church, is in the word. Mm-hmm. He said, tell the believers to stop searching all over because there is power in my word. When you see these things, he said, go to the word. Tell them that there's truth in my word. Tell the people there is deliverance in my word. As I continued to pray, he said, tell the people that there's restoration in my word. Tell them that there is reconciliation in my word. He said, no matter what's going on, tell them that there is healing in the word. Tell them that there is even forgiveness in my word. Tell them that there is victory in the word. However, they must believe it, he's saying. He said, too many of the people in church read the word and they keep it moving. But tell them they must believe it and apply the word of God to all circumstances and situations in their lives. Too often it's just certain things that we want to use the word to apply to. But God has said, the word is not just for Sunday morning. He's saying to the church, we must live out this word daily, every single day, in every single way. If you believe that this morning, let someone say amen.
Amen.
But God is saying to us this morning, what you have, studied my word, apply my word, then it's time for you to get up and walk into the purpose that God has given you. See, I just believe as believers, we can change some things on earth. But we sit back too often and wait for someone to step forward. I just believe that we can be change agents for God. But it's time for us to get up and stop the pity party and walk out in purpose. If you pray unto God and you seek the Holy Spirit, he's going to tell you when to turn right and when to turn left. Yeah, a lot of stuff is going on, but are you getting your marching orders from the Lord? Are you deciding which way to go and what you should be doing? But are you really seeking the will of God? Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get back to the text. Amen. So as I prayed, God led me to this story about a certain man. The man didn't have a name based on how John wrote the scripture, but he called him a certain man, an invalid, who had been down and out for 38 years. So let's just look at this and just see what God says to your heart, because he may speak something different to you than he speaks to someone else. Most of us probably know that this gospel was written by the Apostle John. And John was an eyewitness to the miracles of Jesus. He was right there with Jesus. And we understand that all scripture is given for the inspiration of God and that it can help us and equip us to do the work of God. So just let's focus now on this scripture. In this passage, note that when Jesus went to Jerusalem, he did not spend his time with the elite or in elite places. Nor did he concentrate his ministry merely in the temple or give attention just to the rich and famous who could help him politically, who could help him financially in his ministry. See, Jesus went where the people were in need. He concentrated on the ones that needed a savior. See, unlike the elite of that time, see, they had a problem with Jesus. You're always hanging with those gluttons and you're hanging with those people. But this day, Jesus visited the pool, and we're told that the pool was under the temple where the helpless people of society lay there in a pathetic state. We are told that there are great numbers of disabled people there. Some were blind and some were lame and some were even paralyzed. But the most popular and important people of that day, see, they avoided places like this. I don't know whether you can relate to our society or not today. They did not want to go into the areas where people were suffering, where people were looking hopeless and helpless, because it may even have violated some of their ritual cleanliness. But Jesus went out of his way that day to visit the people at Bethesda. And there he found the blind. He found the helpless. He found the hopeless people. And he's focused on one certain man. The man who had been ill and sick and down and out for 38 years. But the good news is that Jesus visited them at Bethesda. So as in Sychar and as in Canaan, Jesus focused on a single individual. This time it was this certain man that had been lame for 38 years. He asked the crucial question to the man. He said, do you want to get well? See, Jesus is still talking to us. Do you want to get well? The man responded by raising the obvious problems. He started to talk about the situation, why he could not. See, Jesus was right there in his presence. Do you want to get well? And he told him every reason why he could not. Other people get in front of me. Nobody will help me. I've been down here 38 years. But nobody will help me. See, all his help was standing in front of him. But we ask the question, why did Jesus, out of all these people, choose this certain man? Among all the disabled people, I would suggest that one possible answer is that simply God is sovereign. God can do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, and when he wants to do it. See, in the Father's timing, it was time for this gentleman to be healed. He had been sick 38 long years, and it didn't matter how long he had been ill. He was chosen that day. Basically, Jesus was saying to the certain man, I know you have been down and out for 38 years. I don't know your story here this morning. Not able to walk. You've been crippled. You've been feeling hurt. You've been helpless and hopeless. You've even had fear for your future. You probably have experienced some discrimination because of your appearance. But Jesus looked at this man and said, today is a new day for you. See, this is your opportunity. This is your day. You no longer have to be down and out. You no longer have to be crippled. So Jesus simply spoke the words and something happened, you all. Jesus said, get up, take your mat and walk. And all of a sudden, all at once, the man was healed, you all. See, Jesus simply spoke the words. Basically, sir, it is time for you to get up and walk on with your life. It's time to walk into your destiny. Let the church say amen. See, Jesus wanted more than for him to just be healed, but he wanted him to keep on walking. Do not look back, sir. Forget those things that are in your past. Just keep on moving. And God may be saying that to someone here this morning. No matter what has happened to you, no matter how you've been hurt, how you've been disappointed, this is your season. It is time for you to get up and walk into your destiny. He just wanted you to say, sir, you're no longer crippled. And see, we can be crippled by all kinds of stuff. Somebody talked to me this morning. It could be just a toxic relationship that you're in. It could be an addiction that you're in. It could be your family all twisted and messed up. But things can cripple us, Lord Jesus. But he's saying to someone, it is your time. It is your day. You get up, you walk on into your purpose. Oh, see, it looks like that. This is what Jesus told all the people. Read the story. Whenever he healed and delivered people, he said, get up and go on walking. Because sometimes we get stuck in these places, get stuck in our sin, get stuck in our mess. But God is saying to someone, you get on up and you walk into your destiny. I have a purpose for you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Keep on walking with God. Don't you give up on God, because God is not going to give up on you. Keep on walking. Don't you look back. Your past is your past. Recognize who you are in God. Too often we allow people and situations to identify us. But you know who you are in God. We are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We talked about it in Bible study last week, knowing and recognizing your true identity. We talked about what, the duck and the dog. Which one would you be, the duck or the dog? But I won't get into that in detail. But who are you in God? What does the word of God say about you? You're everything that the word says. But you got to walk into it. Stop acting like defeated Christians. God said you are victorious. Walk into victory. You are born with a purpose. And do you know your purpose? Well, walk into it. You are not crippled by life circumstances. No, you're not. But you must know this word, believe this word, and apply it. Don't let life cripple you. There are challenges. Yes, they are. Sometimes we even get caught up in sin, right? Start acting like the world and the ways of the world, worshiping little gods and little idols. Get distracted by this discrimination and racism thing. Don't let these plots derail you. Focus on the word. Don't you buy into all the lies that they're saying about us. Remember who we are in God. We are victorious. Oh, yes, we are. See, yes, life is full of adversities. Yes, they are. And I have experienced some of my own. But I say to you, no matter what's going on, don't you throw away your confidence in God. Don't throw it away. More and more people are impacted by all this stuff that's going on. But believers, we can keep on walking with God. We can get up no matter what it looks like. Get up. Work this word, because this word works, you all. Oh, yes, it does. See, I'm a testimony to it. The word works no matter how broken you get. God is your helper. I said work the word. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, and this morning, I believe God is saying to someone. God is saying to someone, I recognize you're going through life challenges. Yes, I recognize that you have cried many tears. I don't know who I'm talking about. But I recognize that your journey has not been easy. I recognize sometimes you even believe that I've forsaken you and I've even left you. I recognize that you are in the middle of your pain right now. You may even be suffering right about now. People may be talking about you. Hallelujah. You may be even sick in your body. You may feel depressed. God said, I recognize all of that. He said, someone is operating in fear of the future. You are all twisted and messed up in relationships that you shouldn't be in. Which is creating low self-esteem. But no matter what's going on, church, God just wants to tell you this. I'm still God, and I don't change. My word is true. However, believers, you got to work that word. Apply it daily. God wants us to keep on walking in faith. And this is what I see sometimes in Christians. I'm just going to pause and just talk to you all. Jesus has done it all for us. But yet still, we don't accept it. We walk around depressed, head hanging low. This is believers I'm talking about. But God is saying, this is your day. This is your day. It's time for you to get up from your pity party and walk into your purpose. See, I know you have a purpose because the word of God says this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's the word of God for the people of God. So you have a victorious future because of God, but you got to get up and walk into it. You got to walk this thing out. Nobody told you it was going to be easy, but you got to walk that thing out based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Live out this word. I don't know how, that's just simple. Live out the word. Daily. Every day, because we are selective what part we want God to be involved in. You know, we get out on our jobs, we can figure things out for ourselves. We're out in the community. Oh, yeah, I'm so wise and I'm so smart and I got this degree. I can do this, God. But God must be involved in every aspect of your life. Don't leave home without your instruction manual. If you don't carry it with you, have it in your heart so you'll know how you are to operate. If God said it, it is true, people of God. God is saying to the church, I just want my people to get up and walk into my will, walk according to my word, and walk according to my way, and watch your life change in the name of Jesus. Keep on walking in faith. I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but God, I can use it all. Oh, yes, I can. He said, when you look at what's happening in this world, first of all, nothing surprises me. So lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me daily, and I will direct your path. I will make a way because I am the way maker. Hallelujah, Lord God. Trust me with your mess. I can work it out. Yes, I'm aware of racism and injustice, but he said, trust me. Allow me to order your steps in the way you should go to address these issues. Don't try to do it on your own. Yes, I see the violence in your community. He said, trust me to order your steps and order the steps of the believers to make a difference and be the difference in your community. God is saying nothing. I see it all. Nothing catches me by surprise. I am God. Hallelujah. So as I try to close this out, because I know we've been here some time this morning, but I've enjoyed every minute of God. I don't know about you. See, we are not exempt. We are saved, but we are not exempt from the challenges of this world. After all, we live in this world. But God has made a way for all of us. See, he gives us our instructions. He tells us in advance, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. He told us that. But he said, be of good cheer if you're a believer. I've overcome the world for you. You have the victory. He just wants his people to know, stop your whining. Stop your complaining. Stop focusing on what people will or will not do for you. Because truly, I am your helper. I've already made a way for you. I sent Jesus, which we're going to celebrate this day. So we must get it in our hearts, no matter what it looks like. Get yourself up. Get yourself up and walk into your destiny. Walk into your purpose. Walk in the way that God would have you to go and change some stuff in your church, in your homes, in your communities. See, I just believe God wants us to realize that there is no other way, that he is the way. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And victory truly it belongs to Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one. So I don't know who needed to hear this morning. But God is saying to you, simply apply the word. But you must know it. That means you must open it. You must read it. Then you must believe it and watch God change things. People of God, we must. It's our charge. We must be the difference in society. We must be so bright and shine so bright that darkness in this world can't survive. Come on, it's up to us, you all. We're always looking for someone to save us, help our communities. You can't depend on the government or Trump. But you must be the light that cancels out the darkness. And hold on to what God said, because there's been trouble throughout history, if you read church history. But the Bible says, if my people, we are his people who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. Do we need to turn from our wicked ways? then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive your sin, your mess, and heal your land. People of God, we got something to do. I said, church, we just have to wake up. Say, wake up, everybody, and stay woke and apply the word of God in the world of darkness. Wake up and stay woke. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. It's up to us. Stop looking for a savior all over the place. Jesus has done it all. God sent Jesus to lead and the Holy Spirit to direct us what we should do. So God, help me close now. So as we celebrate on this Communion Sunday, we thank God for Jesus. Because of Jesus, we have the victory, you all. So some of us need to just get up off of it. Get up off of it and walk on to your destiny. You're sitting and waiting for someone else. You're waiting for someone else. But God has given you power. God has given you anointing. God has given you the spirit of the living God that lives within to help you deal with these situations. Yeah, you're going to have some bumps in the road. Yeah, you may even experience some discrimination, racism, life. Nevertheless, if you get up and walk in God and walk with God and keep your eyes focused on Him, you will have the victory. So I thank you all for singing my song, because I was going to close with it. But we look around and see the hopelessness and the helplessness and all the hurt and disappointment. God is just saying, as you sung earlier, you need to just lift up your eyes to the hill whence cometh your help. See, your help truly comes from the Lord. Once again, not Trump. Not the government. Your help truly comes from the Lord. And I get up each morning, I recognize now, because I've gone through some stuff. And yet today is a difficult day for me. I trust God. I love God. I believe God. But I hurt inside, because this day I remember my baby boy. But that's when I have to look to the hills. With cometh my help. And yeah, my help cometh from the Lord. If your help cometh from the Lord, please stand all over this sanctuary and begin to give God some praise for being our helper, being our keeper, providing victory for all of us. Because truly victory belongs to Him. But don't wait on anybody to solve your problems. It is the word, God said. It's my word that will restore. It's my word that will reconcile. It's my word that will heal. So remember what Jesus did. He spoke the word. And sometimes we have to just do that. You speak to it. You speak over it, the word of God. And watch God change some stuff for you. No weapon formed against my church, my family, my people shall prosper. That's what the word says. You got to speak to the enemy. I can do all things, no matter what they said about me, through Christ who strengthens me. You got to learn to speak to it. Work this word. The word works. So you get up off that. Get up off that thing and go on and walk with God. Speak the word. I will not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving to my God, I'll make my request known to Him. Work this word, church. The word works. We're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Work the word. That's all God wants you to do. He said, get up.
Yeah, that man was down 38 years, and I don't know how long any of you been going through. But he said, get up. You speak to that situation based on the word of God, and you walk on into your destiny. Let the church say amen. That's the word of God this morning for the people of God. I just believe someone heard it. I just believe someone is going to be blessed, because they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And this is a new day for you. Get up. Get up and walk into your destiny. Get on up. Stop blaming other people. They can't help you anyway. Stop blaming other people. Jesus has already made the way. We're victorious people, you all. Walk in it. Hold up your head high. Everybody should be smiling in here this morning because of what Jesus did. Everybody, because of what Jesus did. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it complicated. You have the victory. Walk in it. Act like it. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. So I believe, I just know most of you here and that you're saved, but if there's anybody here this morning that has never confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, we invite you to come this morning. And even if you just want to rededicate yourself to Christ, Christ, I haven't always followed your will and your way. I've tried my way too many times. If you just want to just bow down and say, God, forgive me. I rededicate because I know what you did for me and I believe it. Is everybody saved in the place? And so say, just say amen.
Standing amen. Here, not knowing how we'll
Does everyone have a church
test.
Home? Does everybody have a church home where people will love you and encourage you in the Lord? Where they won't talk about you, but they're going to pray with you. If you're just going through, we'll pray with you. We'll love you. Does everybody have a church home? You are not alone. You can have a loving church family. Does everybody have a home? A home is a place of safety.
Your arms and step in.
Does everybody have a home?
Everything we need you supply.
And finally, I know many of you came to the altar earlier, but we don't want to not allow everyone an opportunity to come to God at the altar and just ask, God, help me. I recognize now I've tried it my way and it didn't work. God, I need a helper. And I know you're the way. So the altar is open. I know we've prayed, we've praised, but I do want to open the altar for prayer if anybody wants to come at this time.
Don't know how, but you did it.
The way maker, he makes a way for us.
Now we're here.
Yes, God.
Looking back on where we've come from.
Thank you, God.
Because of him and nothing we've done, we deserve the love and mercy you've shown. Your grace was strong enough to pick us over.
Thank
Lord,
you, God.
You made a way.
Way
and we're standing
God.
Here.
And we're standing.
Only because you made a way.
You've made a way, God.
Made a way.
We trust you,
when
God.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way.
Amen. He's made a way.
And we're standing here.
Jesus
only
is the way.
Because you made a way.
Cause you move mountains.
Good news.
You cause walls
to
fall
still open.
With your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, yeah. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall, yeah. With your power,
altar still open.
Perform miracles, yeah. There is nothing that's impossible, yeah. And we're standing here only because you made. 'Cause you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles, yeah. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made.
And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because,
only because you made.
And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because,
only because,
yeah.
Think
you made a way,
made a way.
Think you made a way,
made a way.
Think you made a way, yeah.
Made a way.
Father, you made a way.
Only because you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're not going to rush the move of God. Has everybody been
she
to the altar?
Mountains.
Everybody.